Welcome to Yentl and Nikki's podcast.
We're just two Jersey girls that are insanely bored and are ready to talk about anything, everything, and sometimes, honestly, nothing at all.
I made decaf coffee because I need something. I don't know. I need to trick my brain into it having caffeine. There probably is a little bit in here, I'm assuming.
I think decaf has a tad bit of caffeine in it.
Yeah, just to keep me going, you know?
Just a hint.
Just a hint. Just a little, yes. Like diet caffeine. That's what I need. See, and as I say that, you start yawning.
I know.
Yeah. That's what I was doing. And I was like, I need to not yawn. So let me get this hint of caffeine.
So I will say this. I don't know what's going on with me, but ever since yesterday, which yesterday, by the way, audience. Oh, also, hi, y'all. Hi. Hi. I just jumped right the fuck in.
You ready?
Hi, guys.
You
ready? Welcome to this week's episode. You know who we are.
Yeah, you know it's who us. We bees.
Yes, it's us. You know who we are. We out here. Mm-hmm. Okay. So yesterday was the eclipse, and I have felt the drainage of energy. I don't know. It's Mercury and Gatorade, or I don't know. The stars are aligned. The moon, the stars. My chakras are off. The crystals are not charged. I don't know. But the shift in my exhaustion level is like insane. I hate to say this because nobody at my job listens to this. Thank God. But I took a nap after the eclipse. Like, I'm like, is there something in the air? Like, I never take naps. And I was like, I can't focus on my work. I'm just going to take a nap. So I took a fucking nap, which is insane.
You're not a nap person? You've never like done a...
No.
Had a nice afternoon. Really?
Not on my job. Not like on a Sunday, of course, but you know, rarely. But I just didn't have it. It was like I'll just back up a bit. The eclipse was a bust in my area of Texas because we didn't have rain, but it pretended to be cloudy all day in preparation for rain that never came. So the actual eclipse we couldn't see, but you know, it did get dark for a few minutes, super, super dark. And at that time I was like, you know, I'm just going to go for a walk with Lena. Yeah. If you guys don't know, it's my dog. Walked for about 10 minutes. It got super, super dark and then it got light again, but it was just cloudy. So we couldn't see the actual like moon and sun pass each other. So, but yeah, after that I was like, I am beat. So I don't know if there's like an energy change or energy shift, but I felt it. Was it like some melatonin in that goddamn moon? I don't know.
It hit you. I don't even know why I think this would be fucking connected. Like, did you look up at it? Did it just send you
there
some like rays?
There was nothing to look up at.
Yeah, you couldn't even. Okay, so
it was too cloudy. There was nothing to look up at, but it was, I don't know. Like, and I got a full night's rest. I got a full night's rest last night as well. And I just still feel drained. I didn't sleep today, but I still feel like, I will, soon as we're done here,
it's a wrap.
The fuck out. Yes, it is a wrap. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Look, it could very well be something with the atmospheres.
Energy
and the
shifts.
Energy
I don't know.
And the planet. I don't know. I have no idea.
I got
idea.
Low energy. But yeah. I will say this. I don't fully believe in that shit, but I'm not going to say it's not possible because anything is possible.
Possible.
So,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm halfway there.
Anyway,
I'm tired. Yeah. Move on. How about
That's
you?
Okay. No. Well, talking about, you know what? Let me just close this real quick and I'll come right back. So no, I'm good, but it has been a weird weekend. I don't know. So, we had the eclipse. Did you hear about what went down in Jersey on Friday? Did it make its way?
Of course it did. What the fuck? You guys had an earthquake. Okay, so give me the deets. Where were you when it happened?
When it happened.
Give me the deets.
Earthquake 2024.
Yes.
Sure. So at approximately 10:30 in the morning. No, girl. So I'm sitting at work. Exactly.
Are you in the office? No, we're home.
So I've been in my home work office. So I'm, you know, sitting right here at the computer doing some stuff. All of a sudden, the apartment or what I think is just the room starts shaking, which is not. That is not uncommon because of like the, in this new apartment, we're on the second floor. Below us is like a couple of, it's a pizza joint. So like, constantly, like we can hear everything. If a truck goes by, that's loud. We hear it. If somebody's in the restaurant and the pizza place, or if they slam the door, we feel that. We genuinely feel it. Okay. So I just thought when it first started happening, the initial shakes, I was like, oh, okay, it's like some truck going by. But then it was like, it wasn't reserved to like the front part of my office, which is close to the street. Then all of a sudden, like I started feeling it in like the other side of the room. And I was like, that doesn't seem right. And so like just kind of got up. And it like, it wasn't super long, but it was like a good, I think, 30 seconds where it was just like, you know, enough for your brain to be like, truck, no, get up, wait, room. Oh my God, whole building?
Everything's shaking. Yes.
And so got up and then it like looked at my husband. I was like, that was a whole apartment, right? He was like, yeah. And he's like, what do you think that was? I was like, I don't know. Was that an earthquake? Because it's the whole building. Like, it doesn't make sense. And then we went into the 2 seconds of like, should, like, because we didn't know if it was an earthquake or if it was something going on with our building. So we were like, do we get out of here? Like, what's going on? And then I like went online. So there's some like government website that deals with all the earthquake shit. And it was
she
like,
she just went on Twitter because within seconds it was all over Twitter. All of New York, my New York Twitter, I call them, even though some are probably Jersey, but we'll call it New York Twitter. Like, was that just an earthquake? Yeah. Within seconds. Yeah. And I was like, oh, what's going on in my neck of the woods?
No, but it was legit. It was, I was, not a fan, like not that I was worried, but if that went on for an extended period of time, that would be freaky. Yeah. Because it's just.
Did you feel the aftershock? Because I heard there was one in the afternoon. Yeah, there was. Okay. Yeah.
So then in the evening, but it was much shorter. But it was like, again, it was like, it's just a different kind of. Like now I feel like I know. Like now I know, like having been subjected to 2 earthquakes, actually, technically 3, because there was one in Illinois before I left, which was crazy. Now I think I can distinguish between like, big ass truck going by versus earthquake. So yeah, during the aftershock.
I've been in one earthquake that I remember anyway, because I know the earth tremors all the time, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. That I remember the feeling. I was in boarding school, so that was New Hampshire, and it was my junior year. And it was a weekend morning because it was definitely later on and we were all kind of sleeping in. And I had a single, which is kind of like a big deal.
That's a big deal.
But my single had another bedroom because I was supposed to have a roommate and the roommate never showed up. So I had this single. And so one of my girlfriends in the dorm, she slept in my room because it was a weekend night and she slept over in my actual bedroom. So then like probably 7 or 6, 7 in the morning, we're asleep. The beds are shaking. We both sit up at the same time in our beds and we look at each other and she goes, are you shaking my bed? Like accusatory, cussing me out. Like, why would I don't know. That's what, teenagers do to fuck with people. Right. Yeah. And I'm like, no, like, what is going on? And then I think maybe later on, I think everyone kind of woke up in the dorm and it was like, oh, I think that was an earthquake. And then it was on the news. And I think the earthquake may have originated in New Jersey. That was like 2002. Yeah, from what I remember, I think it originated in New Jersey as well. You're on mute. I can no longer hear you. Yes, you hit the mute button.
How about now? Oh, sorry. No, I don't even know what I did.
You got excited. All animated. Yeah, you got so excited.
Like, bitch, I can't hear you. And I was like, you're like, bitch, calm down. You're on mute. Can no one hear you? So no, 2002, I was out in the Midwest, and I don't even remember hearing about that one.
Yeah.
Where were you for the 2011 one? Were you, wouldn't you have been in New York?
I was in New York, but I don't remember that at all.
Really? Oh, well, maybe. So I was in a government building. So I wonder if that was why. Like, because I do remember there were some people who didn't feel like I don't know, because I think that one originated elsewhere. I think that may have like originated in like in the DC area or like Virginia or something. And I remember.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't remember feeling it, but I remember the report because a lot of people in Maryland obviously felt it because it was down there. But I don't remember actually popping up to where I was, which was either Brooklyn or Manhattan. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember feeling it. And it was so crazy. So I moved back home. I think it was 2011, like early
2010.
2010. Thank you. You're right.
We moved back to New York at the same time. That's how I remember that. Yes.
Yep. So 2010. And I remember there was a earthquake that I felt, I don't know where it originated, but in Chicago. And I feel like that was like early 2010. Like I remember feeling that, moving back home, then experiencing the earthquake in 2011. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I was like, what is going on with the earth right now? This isn't supposed to happen. It wasn't supposed to happen in Illinois. Why am I now feeling it on the East Coast? This doesn't make sense.
I don't remember one in Illinois. Like, what?
It was very early in the morning. And that one to me felt like a large truck, like almost like it was so short. It almost felt like a large truck that like backfired. Okay. And like, and it felt like it was around the corner. So it was weird, but you know, it didn't, I think like I just happened to be up because I think I was like dealing with some shit, whether it be like probably studying for the bar, to be honest, and just happened to be up late and felt it. But I think if you were sleeping, I don't know if that's something that would
okay.
Have, like, right. Would have woken you up out of your,
yeah, I was like, I don't remember that one either. Huh.
Yeah.
Look at all these things.
Yeah. Yeah, but the 2011 one, I think we felt it because we were in a large building. And I remember that was freaky because with that one, what I felt was the building sway.
Mm.
And I remember feeling like almost drunk, like dizzy. You know what I mean? Where you like just had this moment of like, oh, what a... I didn't drink anything. I'm at work.
Interesting.
What's going on? And then you heard people around in the cubicles being like, do you feel weird? Is the building moving? And yeah. And it was, that one was a little, I have to be honest, that was a little freaky because since we were in a government building, we didn't know. So we just like made a beeline.
Yeah,
like, nope,
man. Let's get the fuck out.
Yep. We're like, dude.
Yep. We're in New York City. No thanks. Nope.
Don't know what's going on.
Get the fuck out.
The building moved. The building definitely moved. So look at the
time
fuck
to
out
go.
And figure it out later. Yeah.
We'll figure it out later. Ask we'll questions just, later. I don't. Yeah.
Exactly.
Listen,
exactly.
Being in New York, I my last trauma of living in New York City, I wasn't even living here yet. I was 17. I was interning at JP Morgan Chase on Park Avenue. And I was in this high rise building and it was the summer of 2003. And I think we talked about this before.
The blackout. The blackout.
But remember, it's right after 9/11. So when you see the lights go out, And there's droves of people in the streets. And I'm in this high-rise building. Luckily, that building had a generator. The only building on that part of Park Avenue that generator actually worked. We were the only building that generator actually worked. Oh, so I technically could have stayed there. But I was also seven fucking teen. And my parents were like, we got to figure out how to come get you. But besides that, just the panic of like being in New York City. There's no lights. And there's tons of people like coming out their buildings in droves. I'm like, okay, I don't know what's going on here, but I got to get the fuck out this building right now. So yeah. So yes, any like New York City panic on 1 million and, to you know, this day.
And what's so wild about that experience, like just the timing of things. So I was also in New York. I had just graduated, but like, I actually had graduated late. So I was supposed to graduate, what was it, like June or something. There was like a mix up with the fucking registrar. So I had to take a summer course and ended up staying until August. So like literally.
You just got there.
I just got back home. So, you know, and I'm in Jersey. So I'm living in my mama's house in Jersey, but I'm a little down because I'm like, I just graduated. What am I doing with my life? So like met up with a good friend of mine who's from New York. She's like, yeah, come into the city. It'll be fun.
This is so funny because not to cut you off, but there were so many people who were randomly in New York City that week.
Right?
Like I had friends from who did not live in New York City, was just visiting that was there during, like, anyway, go ahead.
Great, right. I normally wouldn't be in the city. My ass would have been back in the suburbs of New Jersey, like a good hour outside. But I was like, yeah, I'm a little sad. Let me go meet up with my friend. And I remembered we, was it by like you? I think it was kind of by Union Square.
Okay, and so you were at 14th. Okay.
Yeah. And it was still, when we noticed the issue, it was still like, it was sunny outside. We were outside, but we started seeing people just coming out. And like droves, and we're like, what the fuck is going on? And it was hot. And I'm like,
it was hot as fuck. It was so hot. It was so hot. Oh, I just, it was, hey, y'all, listen, it was August, the middle of fucking August in New York City. It is hot. Literally, it smells like hot garbage. It feels like hot garbage. It is humid, disgusting. Anyway,
It was so disgusting. So I think that was the thing that kind of like, tipped me off because I'm seeing people come out and it's weird, but I'm like, okay, that's not in and of itself weird. Like, I don't know, maybe there was like some celebrity on the street or like blah blah blah. But then I was like, but it's really fucking hot and it's a lot of people. And then someone was like, oh no, I think the power's out. Like people are saying that the power's out, and we're like, okay, we're thinking it's like, oh okay, it's just like the block here, like it's just that. And then somebody's like, no, like so-and-so saying that the power is out. Like they're thinking it's like throughout the city. And I'm like, that don't make no sense. What you talking about, girl?
How did you get home? Because my experience is, did you go through Port Authority?
No. So we didn't. So I think, our dumbasses, or at least, I don't know. I think for a good, because it was daytime and I think, I'm condensing this story. I don't think we realized it was the entire, like how far it spread until like an hour or two later. So it was like, you know, we see people coming out, they said the power's out. We're thinking it's just in like the Union Square.
The region.
Area.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Right. We're just like, oh, okay, whatever. We'll keep doing whatever. And I think maybe that was it. Like as we were trying to go to different places, we were realizing that like the power out was out everywhere. And so then I started trying to figure out how to get home, but there's no, the
you couldn't
only
leave.
Thing, I couldn't leave.
You couldn't leave only, and you couldn't come in. They shut everything down.
Yep. And I think like, what did you do? So did you end up just crashing with a friend?
No, I didn't have any friends. I was 17. I just came in for work and would get on the bus and go back to New Jersey. So they shut everything down. And until like, I think it was like 11 o'clock at night. And I'm at this point, like I'm in tears. My phone is about to die. So I can't even call my parents. I'm sitting on a curb near Port Authority, like in tears. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't really know anybody here. I have like a friend or two that lived in the Bronx, but that's How am I gonna get to the Bronx?
How are you getting? How would
I get into the Bronx and not the South Bronx, all the way near Yonkers Bronx? Yeah, so I was like, what am I doing? So I'm sitting there on the curb, and then around 11:30, they finally started letting buses start coming in and out. And so the New Jersey people finally started being able to, but they only took you to Meadowlands. They didn't take you to your normal route. So I had to call my parents. I have like 2% left on my cell phone. Like, they're taking us to the Meadowlands. I'll find you there. And we eventually found each other. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What is the Meadowlands called now? Am I dating myself saying the Meadowlands?
Girl, I don't even know. What is it called now?
What is it called now? Did they change it? Is it the Meadowlands? Sure. They probably did. I'm such an old lady.
I have to look it up. What?
Anyway.
I don't even know. I would have to look that up. I'm not. Yeah. You said it. I'm sure they changed it. Right. It's still the Meadowlands.
Yep.
Izod? Okay. Is it the Izod? I don't fucking know. Something Continental Era? I don't know.
I think they changed it from that as well, but whatever. Whatever. I'm dating my New Jersey self. And yes, they took us all there. That was the drop-off point, and my parents found me.
Yep. So for me, what we ended up doing is, like, I maybe tried to call my mom, but my mom at that time really didn't drive. So she was just like, it was just me kind of calling her and being like, hey, you know, we're trying to figure out how to get home. There's a blackout. Mm-hmm. She's like, okay, you know, keep me posted, whatever. And then we ended up going to one of my friend's apartments. And I think, I don't even remember where that apartment was, but I remember walking a decent while, like maybe at least like 20-30 minutes. No, that's actually not that bad New York wise, but
no,
yeah, maybe it was like
probably was longer like than that minutes. Then
yeah. And I remember the other thing too was, like, that's when it started to get a little scary, because, you know, up until the sun setting, you're like, okay, this is fine, we'll figure it out. And then the sun set and it was black, like major fucking streets, just darkness, like nothing. And I think, like, people, oh wait, are you on mute? You might be on mute now.
It was so scary. And like, I was sitting in Times Square area, but, you know, normally Times Square is lit up like Disney, no matter what time of the day. It was not. Right. It was so fucking creepy. It was just like cop cars and lights from that. But otherwise, darkness. It was so scary. Yeah. Very scary.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we ended up crashing with my friend's friend. And then because so the way I would typically get home would be Jersey Transit, but I don't think the trains were running.
No,
so
like, they were not.
None of the train. Right. So I was like, I can't even walk to like Penn Station because none of these trains are heading out. Then finally in the morning, the trains were still not running, but PATH was. So I took the PATH to Hoboken. I was so, when I say I was so disgusting, I was so, so gross.
Oh, because it was also 110 degrees that day.
Degrees.
No air condition. Nobody had air condition. It was a mess.
No.
It was a mess.
It was
people were outside like hawking waters for like $10, like
dollars.
Just crazy. It was disgusting. Yep. What a crazy day.
And I lucked out because I just so happened to have a membership to New York Sports Authority. And at that, is that what it's called? New York Sports Club. That's what it was.
Yep.
And
yep.
So Sports was Club. Able, and at that time they had a location in Hoboken. Girl, I went in there. This is so gross, but I was like, I don't give a fuck. Went in there, took a shower and put back on my gross clothes. Cause I was like, I need to do something.
Cause that's smart, actually.
Yeah, I was like, I feel disgusting right now. I at least have to like get some of this grime off of me, and then got on a bus from there. But yeah, so crazy fun times. I don't know how we got on our kick about New York City trauma. Oh, the earthquake. So yeah, it's been fun. It's been crazy.
Yes. Y'all, just FYI, if y'all ever hear this, we've had the craziest half hour. I don't know if the website we're using is having some issues, which I think it might be, because I've tried everything. I think all our connections are fine, but the our hosting website is
acting a fool.
Acting a fucking fool. So we're like Jimmy rigging this right now. I don't know. We don't know if this is going to work, but it might. We don't know.
We have no idea. We're going to try it.
I don't know, but we'll see. What the fuck were we talking about?
I don't know. Maybe
we didn't even get into like weekend. What did you do this weekend? We'll have to hurry it. But what did you do?
So I think I was starting to talk about that and it just cut me off. It was like, bitch, you've been talking too much about the blackout. You just need to wrap it up. So went to Princeton this weekend.
Okay.
Yes. It was like my little excursion.
Did you go by yourself or the husband?
I went by myself. Because I was like, I don't know. I wanted to do a weekend getaway. Just to, in my head. Yeah. In my head, I had also thought I was going to like incorporate a spa day into it. And that did not happen. But took the day, went out to Princeton, checked out. Where am I going? I went to, I'm drawing a blank at the restaurant, but there was like this brunch spot that I went to and had some short rib hash. And you know what they had that I became a huge fan of and bought some on my way home.
What?
Have you had non-alcoholic Prosecco?
Yeah.
Okay. What are your thoughts? I was pleasantly surprised. Like I felt like it tasted like Prosecco.
I just don't see the point. I just don't see the point. Like, yeah, it tastes like Prosecco, but if it's not given what it's supposed to give, but why am I drinking this? But yes, the brand I had, it was fine. I don't get it.
You were just like, why, if I'm going to taste Prosecco, then I want to get all the other benefits of the Prosecco. Am I just, that's fair. That is fair. I think, so when I've tried to make mocktails, I feel like I have yet to make a mocktail where I'm like, oh, this tastes like the thing. So like I went to, the closest I came was going somewhere and they had like a mocktail, what was it, like a Cosmo, and they use some like, there's that like non-alcoholic company that does like spirits. I think it's called Seedlip, and they have all these different like variations. Like one is supposed to be like a tequila, one is supposed to be like a rum, and none of them taste like whatever they're supposed to taste like to me. But this, they came out with a new one that's supposed to, I think it's called like Spice. So it kind of has these like, it's like a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of cardamom, a little bit of cinnamon. And that actually tasted nice in the Cosmo mocktail. So like every other one I've tried, I have not liked mocktails. Like I'm like, it's clearly, this is not a mocktail. I mean, this is not a cocktail. It doesn't even
taste remotely close. It's
just juice. Right. It's like, you're just giving me the juice and it's clear that it's just the juice. But the reason why I really enjoyed the non-alcoholic Prosecco was like, I felt like I got the dryness and the bubbles, and it tasted like it without the alcohol. So I was like, oh, okay. Like this is a good, I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to trick my brain. It's like, I know I should cut back on drinking because I have one cocktail and I'm a mess nowadays. So yeah, I need to like ease my way into it. And that involves trickery, I guess.
Okay. So, I like it.
Yeah, so I loved it. Did that, and then there was I do not know if you've heard of it. Oh, what is the name? I think it's called, it's not in Princeton, but it's in that area. And I think it's called something like Sculpture. Oh, Grounds for Sculpture. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So it is this giant sculpture park in like some town, I forgot the town name, but it's like right next door to Princeton. And it's X number of acres, do not remember, but they've just got tons of, what do you call it, sculptures throughout.
Like outdoor sculptures?
Yeah, outdoor sculptures all over. The wildest part, though, like there's, you know, there's ones that are more, I'll say artistic in the sense that like they don't look, no, I don't want to say they don't look like anything. They're like abstract. They're like abstract sculptures that are supposed to be some sort of representation of blah, 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 whatever. Beautiful. Love all that. It was great. But the trippy part for me is that a lot of the sculptures are actually of people. And so as you're walking around this park, there were times where like I thought like in the distance, like there were just people who were like partaking in the park and were looking at sculptures or whatever. And then as I got closer, I realized like, oh, fuck, no, that's a sculpture. Like that's a sculpture of a couple. Like that is not real people. And like it was only when I got up close to it that I was like, oh, these are not. No, these are not people. They really had me fooled. They really tricked me. So, yeah. But if you haven't been, I would definitely say check it out. It was very, very cool. Let me just see something. I think it was called Grounds. Yeah, Grounds for the Sculpture. And I think the tickets were, there's, if I remember correctly, they sort of do a timed entry. So you have to get a ticket and like pick a specific time to go. But I think once you're in there, you're fine. You can just spend hours walking around. I think they just try to stagger when people come in. But okay. Yeah, so that was this weekend. I did that. And yeah, that was it. That was the Princeton trip. But
did you stay overnight?
I was going to. So yeah, I wanted to, but I messed up. I originally had planned to stay overnight and kept telling myself during the week, I was like, oh, let me book a hotel. I'm going to book a hotel. Completely forgot to book a hotel. So then got out there and was like, it'll be fine. I'll find a hotel. Yeah, no, there were some rooms that were available, but I felt like they were stupid expensive. Like you would see them and then they would add all the tax and the whatnot. And then it would be like $250. And I'm like, it just didn't feel right for me because I had like rented a car to go out there too.
Oh, you rented a car.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So now like, you know, a Princeton trip is going to be like, you know, $400, $500 for no reason.
Okay. So if I would have done it, I would have got the hotel and not rented a car and just took the train down because that's a Princeton Junction is
a
stop.
Right. That was part of the original game plan too, but then I was like, but it'll be nice because I knew I wanted to check out that sculpture part.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
That looks kind of crazy to get to. And I was like, sure there's Ubers, but I'd much rather have my car.
Yeah.
But you're right. I think now in having experienced it, if I were to go back out, yeah, I would just take the train. I would take the train out there and then just crash overnight. But yeah. So no, that was this weekend. What about you? What did you get into?
What did I do? So, what did I do this weekend? Oh, yeah. So I think pretty much every big city is offering this. There's this company called Fever, and Fever puts on these like Instagrammable experiences they have and they do like dinners, dining after dark, and like all these like interesting little things that these plant that the company does. But what they do is they'll say, hey, we want to have this event in like, I don't know, San Antonio or New York City. And then local organizers put it together. But they're like the company that like, I guess I won't say funds it because maybe they do in some form or fashion, but they get the proceeds or whatever. Anyway, San Antonio is now one of the cities that they offer. In addition to Houston, I mean, there's New York. They're all over the country, this little website. And then they have an Instagram just in case you guys want to go be nosy because there's a lot of activities all over the country. But one of the things they're offering right now is like candlelit, like symphony stuff. So like it's really cool because I know a lot of cities are offering it. So they'll do a local classical trained like group and then they put candles all over the theater. So it looks very pretty and romantic. So romantic that someone was proposed to in the audience.
Oh my gosh.
And then they offer on Friday nights or whatever, Friday or Saturday nights, a theme night. So like sometimes it'll just be all like a classical music person, like their night of music and that the musicians are playing. And then they do theme nights for like Adele, Beyonce, Coldplay. And the, you know, and so you're just hearing the instrumental and they're playing the violin and the piano and all of that for so the night I went last week, it was Adele, which was very beautiful. Yeah, it's really, really cool. And I think because the audience is generally younger, there were some older people in the audience as well. But I think Fever, this company, is definitely marketing to, like, I wouldn't even say millennial, maybe Gen Z, maybe between millennial and Gen Z. But there were definitely older folks in the audience as well. But it's I like it because it's giving a younger crowd exposure to like classical music, even if they're playing pop songs. But I mean, they're still playing in classical arrangement. And I just think it's really cool. A cool concept. It wasn't super expensive either. Like not like going to like a Broadway or, you know, big theater type of show. So it's affordable. You know, there's a bar. It's a theater. They put it in the theater and it's beautiful visually. I will say this, because the crowd is younger generally. I feel like a lot of them didn't know like show etiquette. Right. So this is just like my little like snobby pet peeve, but like people were like they asked you not to take video for the most part of the performance, because obviously they don't want to spoil it, but people were taking selfies, people were talking, people were, you know, walking up and down, going to the bar. They should have shut down the bar so people aren't going back and forth every 5 minutes. Right. Like it was very distracting. But you know what, whatever, it was still was really cool, but just kind of distracting audience wise, because you can't do all of that when it's a show. You got sit your ass down. But they didn't, you know, the bar was still serving. And so they kept getting up to get what they wanted. And I understand that, you know, but it little distracting in the audience, but it was very beautiful.
They should have done. Why wouldn't they just do like an intermission or something? You know what I mean? Like,
it was a short show, though. It was probably like an hour and 10 minutes. Okay. It was not very long. So intermission probably wouldn't have worked. Considering the length of it. But yeah, maybe something to think about, even just to break it up, because it's still like, I don't know, the crowd was all over the place, but it was cool.
No, that sounds really cool. You said the company name was
Fever? The company name is Fever, so you can find them on Instagram. But they have stuff all over the country. So it's pretty much every major city has some sort of offset of stuff they do. So check it out in your city. Okay. And I'm sure Jersey has some as well, because so you have to go all the way to New York.
Right. I don't know.
That was so far.
I don't have to be re-traumatized in New York. I can just keep it local, keep it in Jersey. Right.
I know that 4-minute train ride you have is so rough. But,
girl.
So rough. It might be fast when it gets to New York than the one they have in Jersey, but... But yeah, you can also download the app and they list all the activities in every city that they're in. And I think they're in like all the major cities in the United States. So,
okay. Very cool.
But yeah. They
very,
have really cool stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that sounds awesome. I just pulled up the website. It looks like one night they do a candlelight tribute to Bruno Mars.
Yeah. They do. All of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is, I don't think this is New York. I must've clicked on a different city, but that's okay. No, that is very, very cool. I definitely will check this out.
And they have not just the candlelit thing. They have a bunch of other activities. So definitely go on the website and check it out to see what they're offering near you. But I think it was very fun. And went out to, with one of my girlfriends, we went out to dinner and then walked to the theater and it was a fun night. And that was really, honestly, the highlight of my weekend. That was anything, the news fit to print. So that's it.
right. Okay. No, but that's very cool. That looks like a very, very cool experience. Like I said, I'm definitely going to check it out. What else? Well,
I know what I want to get into.
Okay. No, go for it. Go for it.
I think we're going to use some time to talk about the queen. I feel like every year we're talking about the queen because she's that iconic. She's mm-hmm. that iconic. She's yeah. that girl. Forever mm-hmm. that girl. And mm-hmm. that we have to dedicate a podcast to that girl. If you don't know who we're talking about right now, you are living under a rock. The queen that we're referring to is Madame Carter. Mm-hmm. She just released a album called Cowboy Carter. Mm-hmm. I have many thoughts. Nikki, if you want to start, I will shut the fuck up.
You want me to start? So, Go for it. Yeah. So full disclosure, I have to be brutally honest.
Oh no.
Okay. It's going to go on this journey with me.
Okay. I'm listening. I'm following, babe.
So when I first listened to it, so I think I actually forgot it was going to drop. I just happened to be laying in bed and was having a hard time falling asleep. So at like 12:30, I listened to the album while I was laying in bed trying to, you know, relax. Mm-hmm. I will be brutally honest. When I first heard it, I was not a fan. Okay. I will also say that I have tried to look this up. Nobody else is validating my experience, but I swear it was real. I am thoroughly convinced that like half of the songs from that album, like there was like some sort of delay in the release or something, because I didn't like it that night. I was like, I don't know. This feels like this doesn't feel like a Beyonce album to me. This mm-hmm. feels like a country album, which is mm-hmm. fine. Mm-hmm. But you know, I was there for Beyonce. So I just sort of felt like, yeah, I don't know if this is the album for me. But then the next day, you know, was talking to my husband about it, and it sounded like he really enjoyed it. So we were like kind of getting into it. And he's like, well, what about this song? And what about this? And I was like, I don't remember these songs that you're talking about. So like went back, listened to it again, and was like, okay, I feel like a bunch of these songs are missing, but came around and was like, no, I actually really do enjoy it. I think she did something very cool. Like, I'm surprised with how much I enjoyed it, especially after the first listen where I was like, not for me. And then listening to it again and being like, oh, okay, I get it now. I get it, Beyonce.
Okay, so yeah. I think I'm going to agree with you. It was a slow burn for me. When mm-hmm. I knew it was coming out at midnight, so I kind of stayed mm-hmm. up a little to kind of at least yeah. get, I was like, I'll at least get a few songs under my belt. And then I realized right. it was like 20 something songs. And I was like, okay, well, that few songs is really going to be a few songs because I'm not getting through this bitch right now. So the first, like, you know, the first maybe three or four songs is very, very country heavy. So I was kind of mm-hmm. like, I don't know if I'm going to love this. Mm-hmm. And then I tabled it and went to bed. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, I did a full listen mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, that's interesting. It's kind of, I feel like it's a little all over the place. Mm-hmm. Stylistically, like it feels like three different versions of the, like, it's like act one, act two, act three, or maybe three different parts yeah. of the album. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it. But I was like, okay, but I'm still not grasping the full thing yet. And right. then it hit me. Mm-hmm. It took a minute though. It wasn't like, I wasn't immediately in love with it. And right. then there were a few songs I'm like, nah, I need to play that again. Nah, I need right. to play that again. And now I like the whole album, like, cohesively. It right. took me a while though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't automatic. I love this. It took me a while to kind of cohesively enjoy it from song one to song, you know, 20, whatever, 24, whatever it is. But like, mm-hmm. it definitely took a while for me to be like, okay, do I like this whole album or like a song? But now
right.
I can listen from song one to the end and I'm very pleased. But it didn't feel organically like that.
Right, right. No, I'm with you. Yeah. And maybe that's what happened. Maybe it wasn't even so much I created this whole story where I was like, half of these songs weren't on there. Maybe it really was something where it's like, I listened to like five and I was like, I don't think it's going to be for me because those were the country heavy mm-hmm. songs. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like I came back around and I was like, oh, okay, I can fuck with this. Like I get this.
So what's your favorite song right now? Mine is all over the place, but go ahead.
Okay. I think I'm a little all over the place too. I think it's daughter.
Oh, yes. Lovely.
Yeah, right? Okay. Lovely. Okay. I appreciate that. We're on the same page. I like daughter. I don't know why, but after listening to it like 10 times, I think I really love Blackbird, and it's like a short, simple song. I do not know why I like it, but like when I was doing the drive to Princeton, I was like Blackbird singing in the bird, and like by the end of the trip driving back, I was like Blackbird, like I was all about it. Yes.
I like Blackbird a lot, but it's a cover, so I'm not that impressed by it. It's a Beatles cover, so I've heard it a lot growing up. So I'm just kind of like, it's a beautiful song. I love Blackbird, but I also love the original. I love the remake. I mean, it's fantastic, but not my fave because it's not a new song to me. But I feel like every day I have another song I really like. But I love To Most Wanted with Beyonce Miley. I love that song. I love River Dance, which is a little more hip hoppy, right? With like a banjo in the background. Mm. So it's like this weird hip hop country thing going, which I love. Mm. I love the song with Dolly Parton, Tyrant, which is definitely more hip hop. And this one is very R&B, which I love. Two Hands to Heaven. I love that song.
Like, is that the one that sounds like an old Timberland track? Which one is that one?
I don't, maybe.
Okay.
Two Hands to Heaven. And it kind of changes into two different songs. Like, it is gorgeous. What a beautiful song. It is gorgeous. I mean, I don't know. I'm always going to veer more towards more R&B because that's just my jam in general. So definitely more of the R&B songs I love. But the To Most Wanted with Beyonce and Miley, that is, I think on the country part of the album, the country section, that is definitely my favorite. But there's some, like, I love how she kind of mixed. Oh my God. And I totally forgot, like, which I didn't even, I kind of thought was an odd placement at first when I was going through the album. I was like, this is so disjointed. But now I fucking love it. Yaya, which gives me very like 60s. Yes. Love that song.
Yes.
It's Tina Turner.
Yes.
It's giving. Yes. Like I do woppy. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm like having a moment with this album.
Yeah. That was a song when I like went back and listened to it. And I do think that wasn't there. I really think that was missing. Because
girl, you sleepy. Stop it.
Maybe that was it. Maybe I'm sitting here thinking like I'm awake and it's like, bitch, you've been sleeping for 2 hours. Like you didn't hear the rest of the album.
Right. Like, girl, you were asleep.
You passed the fuck out. That's what happened. Your phone died because you passed out. You stupid. But yes, that was one of the songs when I heard, I was like, oh, okay. Like this is different, but I get it. And that was a song that made me like really genuinely go back and re-listen to everything. Like I think if I hadn't hit that song, I would have just been like, oh, okay. Like this is, it is what it is, but not for me. But like, I heard that song for whatever reason, the sound, the vibe, everything you described, I loved it enough that it made me like reevaluate things. I was like, no, wait, Beyonce, she's got to know something. She's doing something right because I really like this song. All right, let me go back. Let me give it a second listen. let me try these again. Because you know, the other one I didn't, I will say they're not bad songs. I think I was expecting something else, but the one with Miley, I wanted to like that so much more.
Wow. Okay.
But it's not bad. It just, I don't know why it just didn't, I don't want to say resonate with me or didn't, you know, stand out to me, but again, not a bad song. I just think I was expecting a little bit more because I think like they both have incredible ranges and I feel like the ranges that they stay in for that song is, it's not monotone, but I feel like they kind of stick to one range. Like, beautiful. Okay. They sound beautiful in that range, but yeah, I think I was expecting them to do a little bit more, and that didn't happen. But, you know, whatever.
I did hear that that is the next single on off, like, that's going to be on the radio. So I'm very interested to see, like, what radio stations is going to pick that up, because, I mean, it's a very country song. That song in particular, you can't really... That's not a, oh, it could go here either way. No, that's right. Country. That is probably one of the more country songs on that album. So I'm curious how that's gonna, what radio station will pick that one up.
Right. What did you think about her cover? But I guess a reimagining, I don't know, because she changed some of the lyrics, of Jolene.
Of Jolene?
Yeah.
Another one I wasn't so... all the songs that were covered, I mean, well, there's only two covers, but the songs that were covers, I'm just not, it was cool, but I don't care. I will always go when it, especially when the cover kind of, not the cover, the original resonates with me. I'm just like, I don't love covers generally. Yeah. I just don't. So that's not a slight to Beyonce. That's a slight to literally everyone. And if I know it's a cover and I like the original song a lot, then I don't really care about the cover. So, I kind of skip it because, not that it's bad, I just don't care. And there's so much other good shit on that album. I'm like, I don't need to listen to a cover. I'm good.
Right. It's like, we didn't need all that. I mean, she could have left that off and you'd be like, okay, fine. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Dolly on Tyrant, like, makes me happy. The fact that she's like harmonizing on this semi-country, semi-R&B, semi-hip-hop song. It just like, I die. I'm like, you got freaking Dolly Parton to talk about sex on an album? Like, oh my God.
I must have skipped over that one.
Girl, go back.
I have to go back. What? Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay. Maybe is Dolly in the beginning? Maybe I just
beginning, and then she's harmonizing with Beyonce throughout the song. So I was just like, oh my God, you got Dolly to talk about something raunchy? Like, okay.
You're like, all right. Okay, Miss Dolly P.
Okay, Dolly P. We out here.
But, and then the only other criticism I had was, so I did really like the song. Obviously, Blackbird was one of my favorites. But I wanted there to be, I think, more songs with Black female country artists, and I don't think that there are a lot. Like, I know the Yaya, but I think Blackbird is the only other one with, like, female Black young female country artists.
Right. So what she did do
kind of on Blackbird.
What she did do is they're obviously credited on Blackbird because their voices are prominent in Blackbird, so you credit them there. But I've read some of the other credits in the songs, and they're singing background or harmonizing on a lot of other songs. So they're thrown in there. Yeah, their voices are blending with Beyonce on a few other songs. So yes. So while they are named on that, as you know, they got their solo part or whatever on Blackbird, they're throughout the album.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's different. I get what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. Just like to have them showcase, you know, like they could have taken, like, Blackbird could have just been like one of the artists, and then another song had another artist on it. And yeah, that would have been nice. Cause I feel like, cause even with Blackbird, I know there's like three other women that are listed on there.
Yep.
I swear to God, I can only hear two. Whoever the third, fourth one is, like, they sound like Beyonce, which is great, but I just can't tell. I'm like, I don't know who's who on this. Like, only one voice sounds distinctive enough that I'm like, oh, okay, this is not Beyonce. I don't know who the rest are.
The one thing Beyonce does well on in all her music, probably for the last 15, 20 years at this point, she just, like, her team blends her.
Yes.
The blending. Yes. It is masterful. Like,
yeah,
the blending on that album. So, yeah, I mean, even on any album that she's put out in the last maybe 15 or more years, it's hard to, like, distinguish voices, because even on the the song with Miley, I'm like, sometimes they sound exactly the same. I can't distinguish their voice. So the blending, they make it very, very blended so that it is hard in general to distinguish the voices that are on that song. There's one song on it, and I was like, I know that voice because I know that voice. Like, there's one song that I think Pharrell is talking in it. Is it like
I don't know. I missed that.
There's a song at the end where I'm like, I think that's Pharrell. And I haven't checked the credits yet, which I should. But I'm 99% sure I'm right that that was Pharrell in one of the little hints things they do. I think it's one of the songs towards the end of the album.
Is it like one of the interludes, kind of?
It's a full song.
Okay.
It's what Shaboozy's on it or some shit. Anyway, Juckin', Shuckin', whatever. It's like three names. Anyway, I'm messing it up. But if y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about, if you listen. But I was like, I think that's Pharrell. And I'm pretty sure it's Pharrell.
I'm curious.
Yeah, I didn't even check the credits because I'm like, I know these people's voices. They've been around since I was a kid. So I know their voices. And definitely in another song, definitely Swiss Beatz is talking. And I forgot that one. But I'm like, there are just certain voices you just know, especially if they're men, because you obviously a different tone of voice. But there's just certain songs I'm like, oh, that's Swiss Beatz voice. And that other song had Pharrell's voice briefly.
I don't know. Now I'm going to go back and listen because I am not sure.
And The Dream, because he has a distinct voice as well. There was one song where it might have been Levi's Jeans or whatever, where I heard The Dream's voice.
That's not the one with Post Malone? You think?
Yes, The Dream I heard him in the back. Too? Yeah, I heard him in the back.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Then, Beyonce, more credit for the blending because.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would not. I definitely, because I did listen to that song multiple times and I did not pick up on The Dream. I was just like, oh, Post Malone. This is just Post Malone.
It's hard, but Dream has a very distinct voice as well. As all three of those men have very distinct voices, but you can't, it's not really noticeable
unless you like know their voice.
Exactly.
That's true. I mean,
I was like, the one thing that she doesn't do, and maybe because they're just digital releases, she doesn't, release a discography right away. And I'm always curious, even since I was a kid, about the discography of like who wrote it, you know, what producer, give me all the credits. And so it's hard. I love that. Even since I was like, you know, a preteen getting CDs, I would love to read the liner notes. And I know we're digital era. So I was trying to Google all over the place. And I think things have been getting released. Like for example, I heard that those girls were they're throughout the album on different songs, but, you know, doing background on them. So I'm hearing things, but I just want to see like a full out.
You want the notes. Fuck is,
yes. I want the lining notes. God
damn
it.
Give me the receipts. Give me all. Yes.
So
give
I can prove my point that these people, I'm not making things up in my head.
Right. I was the same way. And I think for me, it would be like lyrics because always be right. Like there would always be something where like, I would think it was like I would learn the songs and I would get the lyrics down and someone would be like, that's not what they're saying. And I'm like, bitch, check the liner notes. I know that's what they're saying. I know it is. Stop it. I've been rehearsing this song in my room for like 2 weeks straight. I know the lyrics. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Stop. But yeah, no, it is a solid album. I did not think I was going to enjoy it, especially when I fell asleep on it, evidently.
Right.
We've figured that out. But no, I dig it. I get it. I give her credit. It is going to be interesting, like to your point about, you know, what radio stations are going to play the songs, what this will mean for the Grammys. Mm-hmm. Like, what are they gonna do? Are they finally just gonna have to just fucking give up with this whole like, well, you know, we don't say it's because she's black, but she's black, you know? Like, is she actually gonna get nominated for Best Country Album? Because this is, to me, this, after listening to it a couple of times, my initial take was like, right, that, you know, this is a country album, not a Beyonce album. I think it actually, you know, is a good blend. Like, it is a Beyonce's country album, but very clearly, like, it is country. So, yeah, I would. I'm curious to see what happens come awards season, what they're going to do, because I think this is, yeah, she's throwing it in their face. Oh, y'all. Okay. So I'm not country. Okay. Cause and what's crazy is that what was this song she had on Lemonade, which to me was like the countryest of country albums. Like,
The one she performed at the yes. Music Awards.
Yes. Yes. The Daddy's Lessons.
Daddy Lessons. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, did not, because that didn't even get nominated, did it? I don't think it did.
What, for country? On the country, yeah. Their award show? I think it yeah. might have. And then she performed it and they were like, oh, fuck that. It might have been nominated. Yeah.
It might have been nominated. Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, all right.
But well, she definitely performed there and was. They were like, oh, no, we don't want that niggerness there.
Oh, damn. Damn.
No niggers at this award show.
Damn.
Yeah, well, yeah, it'd be like that.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll see.
But let's be clear, just to set the record straight, the banjo is an African instrument. It is a West Girl, African instrument. Girl,
I
looked that
up too, because I was like, who is playing yes. this?
Let's
went
be
down
clear.
A rabbit hole, the was banjo, like, found the artist.
Yes.
Yeah?
The banjo instrument is African.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all play the banjo in these songs, that instrument originated from Africa. That was brought over by enslaved people. So when you get on the little soapbox on what is country, you got to mm-hmm. include African Americans. The yeah. end.
Nicely done. That was succinct and to the point. You are.
I mean, here's the deal. I went to Nashville when I was in my, like, I was probably 19. My parents and I, we all did like a road trip, a family road trip. I went to Nashville. We did the Country Music Hall of Fame and yeah. the museum. They acknowledge it. If that's why I get confused, because I'm like, you guys don't even research your own history, because if you go to the Country Music Hall of Fame and the museum in Nashville, they start from the beginnings of country, which is all enslaved people. And, you know, the banjo and the black artists who were the first country, quote unquote, artists. And then the gospel mix. I mean, they do the origin right. So they're not rewriting yeah. history when you go to these places. But for, yeah. I guess, for the contemporary American, they don't know or they just don't care. So, right. I mean, it's in the books, y'all. It's in the museums. I just don't know why this rhetoric is now here, because you can literally go to Nashville and see it all. I mean, I was like 19 and like I had no fucking clue. Like, I didn't know my own history of country and right. where African-Americans fit in. And they make it very clear in these places. So I guess people just don't know and they don't care.
Yeah, they just haven't done the research, you know?
Yeah, and, but it's not yeah. hard. A quick Google search. It's not hard.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. You are absolutely right. I mean, but to be honest, and I will be brutally honest, because I didn't know. So that's why when I was like, I went down the rabbit hole, I was like, man, like who is this? Who's playing the banjo? Like, who is doing all this? Like, I didn't even... Like, one, it was just an interest of, like, who's the musician on this song, and then, like, found the artist, and then, like, learned about the history. Like, I didn't know that. I was just like, oh, shit! We're more country than country is country! Like,
that's
it really
what I'm saying!
Was,
it's crazy! Yeah,
it really was eye-opening. So, you know, I am slightly embarrassed.
No, don't be. I mean, shit. No one really talks about it. We've kind of, you know, the cultures have evolved in different ways, and a different genre of movies was created by African Americans after that. And
well, and I think, and the reality is too, it's like you look at what is popular and what gets airplay and like yeah. what, you know what I mean? And I don't. Because, like, I, again, maybe they are being played on country radio, you know, but the few times where I've, like, scrolled through, like, the country music awards, I don't remember really seeing black artists. Like, showcased or talked about. Like whenever they go through the list of like, and what performances by, like, I don't ever remember seeing like a black person.
Right. Maybe right.
The dude, like
Hootie and a Blowfish. Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly. Yeah.
That's the only person you can get in the last 40 years.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's, you know, part of it is just like, you know, the people that for whatever, you know, get traction and get the airplay and or become popular and get the TV time and all that stuff. So, oh man. But yeah. Anyway, is it time? Do we want to?
I think so. I think it's time to do what we do best.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. You know what that is.
You know what it is, y'all. It's motherfucking Jersey trivia.
Yeah. That was beautiful. That was Beyonce Miley right there. That felt like some really masterful blending. I really do think so.
Wow. Not us being Beyonce's producers. Okay.
I know. We're just adding to the qualifications that we have.
Exactly.
You know, you thought we could just do podcasts? No, we also are producers. So get at us. All right. It is my turn. Let me see. Oh, hello. Are you still there?
I am here.
Oh, it sounded like you were breaking up. I got scared. Okay. So I am up. Here we go. So bringing it back earlier in today's episode, we were talking about the crazy that is earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
Jersey had one. We shared our crazy ass stories. But now for you, Miss Yentl, can you tell me score? The strength, the strongest earthquake Jersey had leading up to the most recent one.
So I know
the most.
Okay.
Oh, go for it.
So
yeah.
The most recent one was like a 4.7, 4.8.
Yes.
So I'm going to say the strongest we've had in Jersey was a 5.2.
Son of a bitch, you looked this up.
I did
Wait. You're wrong.
Oh.
But you can tell by my reaction, though, that
I'm
you're close.
Close. Okay.
Yes.
So what is it?
You want to try one more? I'll give you one more.
All right.
Since you were so close.
5.3?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay, Yentl.
Yes. Yes, Yentl, look at you. 5.0. How did you see any of that? How'd you just randomly go 5.2?
The only reason, because I think some of the new shits that was coming out was like, it's a 4.8 is pretty high for East Coast earthquakes. Yeah. So I was just like, well, if that's really pretty high, then we're not getting, you know, we're not getting on this side of the country. We don't live on a San Andreas fault, so we're not getting crazy earthquakes over here. So I was like, I'm going to put it a little higher, but not much higher.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. That was some great reasoning. Yes. Yeah. That was quality.
That was just reasoning. I didn't look it up. No tricks of the trade. I was like, we don't get earthquakes like California. So, and if they're saying that was really high for our region, then probably not much higher.
Well, and to be honest, like, I just assumed that was the strongest Jersey had because I'm like, I don't ever remember anybody talking about Jersey and earthquakes or whatever. So that's what brought me to like looking it up. And I saw
that. So when did that 5.3 happen?
Girl, 1783.
Oh, shit. George Washington was alive. Fuck.
I was like, what is going on? I will be honest. I wanted to like verify it because this was from, I don't know, like some, this might have actually, you know, I hate to say it, but I think it might have been like a Fox News fucking article that I found talking about it. But I was like trying to verify it using that like government website. Mm-hmm. And like, I couldn't do this. So like,
they've got every earthquake that's like ever happened. And I'm okay. sure there's a way to filter, but I just couldn't figure it out. And I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to go with it. I'm going to give Fox News the benefit of the doubt. It may be a huge mistake. But I'm hoping that they are correct. I did not have time to verify it by an independent source. So whatever, I'm just going to go with it. But yeah, I was surprised. I really did not. I for sure thought that was the strongest. And like all the ones we had before, if anything, would be like a 3 point something where mm-hmm. it like legit just felt like a car. But no, girl, apparently 5.3. So
okay.
You got it. Look at you. You got it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I bullshitted that, but it was a good bullshit. So I'll take it.
Great reasoning. That was fantastic reasoning. I appreciate it. I thought it was just some like crazy Jersey math, which mm-hmm. it kind of was in a
it
way.
Kinda it kind of was some Jersey math. I'll was. Take it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nicely done. Nicely
well, thank
done.
You. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very,
it.
Very, very welcome. But yeah, so that, I think that's it. You want to do the Yentl recap?
The
Who knows what this episode is going
to
be, by the way.
That's what I was just about to say. The Yentl recap is like, this shit might sound crazy, so apologies in advance, because this fucking, we are Jimmy rigged. You should see what we're doing right now. It's kind of crazy. So apologies on that. Gone Fever. Fever is a really, really good website. They give you a bunch of activities and like classes and food tours and all the things to a city near you. So you do not have to be in New York. You can be literally Chicago, whatever. They got all the things. I think even international cities are also have their own stuff. So check it out. Good for activities, dates, date nights, all the things. I think they got Mother's Day shit. So it's a bunch of stuff you got going on and it's local to your city. Check it out. That's my plug. I feel like I need to get paid for that. And then, if you live under a rock and have not parlayed your audio, whatever you use to play music to Beyonce, like what the fuck? It's been almost 2 weeks. Get your shit together. Play it. Let us know your favorite songs. I love it. And lastly, I don't know, like New York, New Jersey natural disasters, just stay away from it and always leave the building when shit starts to go down. That's general. Okay.
Although I'm done. Technically for earthquakes, you probably shouldn't.
You probably shouldn't actually, yes, for earthquakes. But anything else, leave.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But the crummy thing about being over here, it's like, you don't fucking know if it's an earthquake.
You don't fucking
so
know.
Rare.
You just,
so
damn if you do, damn if you don't. Yeah.
Oh man. Well, no. So, thank you guys for tuning in. Hopefully, like Yentl said, this turns out okay. If not, sorries. but until next time, keep it Jersey.
Keep it Jersey all the time.
Yes.
Bye.